Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl, Hollywood of Hartford, and this is another episode of the Heel Skills and Thrill Show. Today's show is focused on the big F. Yes, we're talking about financing. And I have my guest, David Broder. He is a financial planner and estate planner, and he will be helping us discuss some of those questions you may have. Feel free to give us a call at 347-857-3374. Show starts at 11 o'clock tonight. We'll be discussing what types of retirement plans are good for independent contractors and which types of those plans are available, how much can be put away each year, and how much you can budget daily, weekly, and monthly to optimize your portfolio, how to save, grow, and protect your savings, different strategies and ideas and other ways to help you watch your money make money, and how to discipline a savings program. The key word is discipline. So, yes, this is catered to independent contractors, exotic entertainers, and those who are in the adult industry. This definitely applies to you. If you have questions about estate,
please feel free to check out that episode that was in our archives. I wanted to make sure that you were listening, and I take it that you are, and I am happy to have you all here on the Heel Skills and Thrill Show. Once again, this is your girl, Hollywood. And a quick recap, that show that we were talking about, the Big F financing, that is definitely in our archives, in our archives, and feel free to check that show out because we'd love to keep you updated and, of course, do a part two to that show right before tax time. So if you're listening to this show today, David, feel free to give me a call back and we can continue with that conversation for the entertainers and independent contractors around the world. So today's show is called The Shame Game. It's the Families and Friends edition. And just so happens that I have my little sister here with me today. So say hello.
Hello, everybody.
We're here talking about how often we're put in this box of expectations, and then our friends, our families, and our coworkers have a huge concept of what that should be and put a little shame under your name. So if you have experienced or have been experiencing any shame from your family, friends, and coworkers since you started pole dancing, this show is for you. We're discussing these topics because it happens so often, and this is that time of year where we get a lot of students who want to maybe try a party or an event, and they're still getting such backlash and unfavorable pushback exactly from their friends, family, and coworkers just for trying a pole class. I highly suggest you try one if you haven't and see for yourself so you can see how hard this is as a sport and how much discipline it takes as an art form. There's a few things I'd like to mention today, and I want to keep you posted and caught up, but let's talk about this for a little bit. My sister has been here for how long so far?
About 2 weeks now.
2 weeks so far. And knowing that she is hanging out with me, most likely most of her world's going to be lifted upside down and aerial in some form of fashion. So far, she has gone to the Science Center's Liquid Lounge with us to help set up poles and the equipment. They see how hard it is to even try and give demonstrations to the general public. She's been with us at the Health and Wellness Weekend, where we spent the full weekend discussing healthy alternatives to pretty much everything that is out there right now, including eating and fitness. So she had a post of herself on the pole, and within, a minute or two, she started getting a crazy backlash. So I'm going to let her discuss to you what her backlash was, and we'll keep this rolling a little bit. Feel free to give us a call if you have any questions or if you want to call in. The number is 347-637-3393.
Okay, so when I started my pool, I did it mostly for the fitness and the upper body strength because I never really had it. I always have leg strength. But it's more empowering, it feels like. It feels, especially when you've been, like, kind of shut in your entire life, it's kind of letting that inner sexy woman out. And
do you feel that your experience in cheerleading or dance has kind of allowed you to accept this more as in a sport and a fitness?
Yeah, definitely. Being my background in cheer and dance, it kind of intertwines as well, because it's kind of like that cheer kind of brings out that girl, that girly, softer side, because you're smiling all the time. And then dance kind of, it toughens it up a little bit. But pole kind of solidifies everything, and it made me feel like a step up. Me being the youngest out of everybody, too, it's kind of like, well, you're going to be a stripper. No, it's more or less like I'm doing it for the strength of it. And when my a friend came, right after I made the post, he got here in like an hour just to sit here and make sure that I wasn't becoming a stripper.
And in our real time, that's only 10 songs.
Right.
He got here in 10 songs
on the radio. He got here to make sure that I wasn't stripping. And it's kind of like, even if I was, I feel like there's a stigma around being just a pole, period. It's like, as soon as you see a pole, it's stripping. And it's like, even before I came and tried it out, it's kind of, I thought the same thing. But once you try it and you get into it, into the sport, and appreciate the actual sport, your entire outlook changes about it.
Do you think that pole has such a negative, or I should say sexual undertone, as a taboo due to it being mostly in the adult clubs and people officially signifying pole dancing with pole dancers that are actually performers in the clubs?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of what makes it the undertone, especially here in America, because like you said, in other countries, like when I did like research about it and stuff, other countries look at it as a sport. Here in America, we're kind of 10 years back, where everyone looks at poles and they just see strippers and or exotic dancers or showgirls, whatever you want to call them. But it's definitely, it's underappreciated. It's something that I think that, because you're one of the first to kind of bring it in, it's something that's going to reward you later rather than now, because people are still kind of wrapping their heads around, like, oh, people do this for fitness. And it's kind of like, duh, you think that a stripper even who does pole tricks is just doing pulling those at her career end? Like, no.
There's lots more things to pull out your rear end than doing pole tricks. I'm pretty sure that's hard to do as it is.
Exactly, because even a back hook, the simplest pole tricks, it's like, I have trouble with it. So it's kind of like, and to me, you should appreciate the people who do that more, because it's a lot of work.
So what do you say to your friends or your family who know that you're pole dancing for fitness and you want them to appreciate your artwork rather than have such a negative comment about it?
I always tell people, like, don't knock anything until you try it, because you really don't know what you're talking about.
And what if they say to you, well, I don't want to be a stripper, why would I try it?
Well, I'm not a stripper, and I do it for fitness. It's kind of like, if someone's, in my line, it's like if someone's telling you they're doing it for fitness and they're doing it to work out and be strong and build strength, build momentum, and all these things that are being built, and you're continuously tying it with stripping, then honestly, if you're going to continue to be negative about it, even after it's being shown to you in a positive light, it's something that either you're going to try once or you just kind of need to leave it alone, because it's like you're going to continue to be negative. My friends, I just tell them, like, you know, don't knock anything until you try it. If you want, you come up here and you try to do what my sister does on the floor and tell me how much you like it and how much you think that it's just something simple.
Unfortunately, even with it being broken down as a simplified sport or something that's empowering, I think most of the backlash comes from more of like a political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that political correctness is where we are in the country. We have allowed ourselves to be placed in this bracket as women that is so beneath men that we will never equally have our pay of the same. And so of a position in entertainment where the value for entertainers and sports artists and all these people are higher and they're paid in retrospectively higher than someone like a doctor or a scientist or a chemist or something like that, I think it's like this
power disparity that's really being approached, because there is a need for education if you're a dancer, as far as all of the above, bringing in some sales tactics. You need to understand the world you live in. You need to be able to let things roll off your skin, and have been tough enough to be able to handle rejection, plus be empowered enough and confident enough, sober, to be able to do your job. And unfortunately, that has had such a huge, I should say, shadow on women, because now they're now in the same income bracket with a lot of people who they may feel they don't deserve to be in that income bracket. Right. And here we are, we were just talking about it the other day, about how we have this whole world with their eyes on female rappers nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly because of the image and the
sexuality that comes
they like to portray, exactly. And it's supposed to come from a sense of confidence and a sense of empowerment. The streets, as it is in any hood, it's hard, no matter where you live. It's hard to work hard for yourself just to get one step behind from where you were. So hoods don't really empower you to get further than
how you just survive.
Exactly. That survival instinct and tactic that tends to be in more bad neighborhoods. However, even in bad neighborhoods, that tactic is used for any type of personal gain for, I'm going to say, entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So instead of actually going to a dispensary, you go to your neighborhood pharmacist.
Right.
And you are most likely able to get same products or even more in-depth education on products, because here it is in your own backyard. Whereas now that we do have dispensaries, things are they're seeming to be a lot more legitimized with the way they're sharing this information. I believe the same is happening into strip clubs and exotic dance worlds all around, because it's been such an accepted way of women just being able to empower themselves, that it's been a power struggle for men in those same neighborhoods and those same areas to be able to see it as equal.
Right.
And you have that movie like Hustlers that's out in the theater probably now on,
I think it's on DVD now,
pretty much glorifying the idea of exotic dancers in this power position. And the position isn't a Robin Hood concept. They're not stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. They're stealing at a time of optimal survival, and they're giving it to themselves. And is it doing anything for your neighborhood? Is it doing anything for the world around you? Most likely not. And with that said, is how do we build more of a confident community who understands how we have separated it from our normal idea of sexualization? Though that right there is something we've always constantly had a battle with. We glorify violence and we negate sex, but for the reasons of what? It really blows my mind, and now we have to go backwards. So as we constantly try to help people understand, even amongst our own circles, family, friends, and coworkers, what we're doing, we're still not giving them the bigger picture of how this is empowering them individually, and this is something that's individual. Even if we say, well, you got to try for yourself, there is a sense of, well, no, I'm not going to, because I can't get up a pole, or I'm going to hurt myself.
And it's like that. And like with something that, what kind of gets on my nerve about it is, like, when you try something for the first time, obviously you're not going to be an expert, you know? So it's kind of like, try it for yourself, and then that excuse, oh, well, I can't get a pole. It's like, well, duh, that's the point of you trying it. That's the point of you starting and learning the sport. Just like when I first started cheerleading, I couldn't do a backflip. I couldn't lift people.
Mm-hmm.
But once I practiced and mastered the sport, it was like, now, still can't do a backflip because but I'm exercised in, like, lifting and the sport and knowing certain, like, moves and certain things. And it's kind of like the same thing in the pole. Once you master it and you practice it and you find a love for it, it's more or less like now you can appreciate the sport more because you actually do it.
Exactly.
rather than just judging it off of what you think. Because a lot of times what we think is wrong. It's not the right thing. So I advise you all to take the step outside of yourself, give yourself a chance to try it for yourself. Intro classes at Pole Control Studios are every week. We have one Wednesdays at 6, Fridays at 7, and Saturday afternoons at 12. We would love to have you take an intro class for yourself and try it out. Bring a friend. We are giving amazing deals for our classes and our past specials. We'd love to have new students before the new year so we can all work towards this goal together. There are a couple announcements I'd like to leave you with, and those are our classes, parties, and craft shop opportunities. So once you're a member, feel free to check your newsletter or send me any information that you're looking for, because I can just opt into your email to send this directly to you. Any of the events that we're doing, any of the craft shops, parties, anything we have going on together as a studio. We'd love to keep you involved, and we'd love to have you actively participating. One of those events is New Year's Day. Yes, that's the first day of the year. We're having a Rise and Wine Pole and Prosecco party. We'd love for you to come by, try some wine, and why not get a little vertical, why don't you? You are at a pole studio. You might as well try it. It's right there in your face. We also have a huge list of all of our New Year events, including our New Year's Eve party, our Valentine's Day workshops, our Spring Fling recital, our new clothing line that we're sharing, and, of course, our Super Pole party that we have every year. Also, we have a couple of photo shoot opportunities, and all of our information is being updated as we speak, so you can be involved and get that information and share amongst your friends. Last thing I'd like to mention is that we have to say we regrettably have to inform you that we will not be participating in the Pole Passport program. I'm really, really sorry to say that, but I truly look forward to the next opportunity to work with neighboring studios to maybe put something together that works best for all of us. With that said, everyone have a wonderful 2019. Finish it with a bang, and hopefully I'll see you at the Rise and Wine Pole and Prosecco party. Until next time, you've been listening to the Hills, Skills, and Thrills radio show with your girl, Hollywood, and my guest today, Gloria, my baby girl. She's so beautiful. Mushy, mushy. Until next time, take care and be good.